Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, was inspired by Ray, one of my beloved listeners from Peebles, Scotland. Ray reached out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com to share her passion for prehistoric scares. And I don't know about you, Story Club members, but when I think of prehistoric phenomena, I start imagining some pretty big ghosts. Today's spine-tingling tale is guaranteed to make you think twice before stepping back in time with paleontology. It's one I call the Fossils Fury. Dr. Theodore Ted Gravestone, a daring and passionate paleontologist, was always in search of the world's most extraordinary prehistoric fossils. He had made countless discoveries that were admired around the globe, from oviraptor eggs in the Gobi Desert to partial pterodactyl skeletons in Bavaria. But he craved one specific, extraordinary find. Oh yes, Dr. Gravestone dreamt of uncovering the ultimate fossil, a perfectly preserved Tyrannosaurus rex. One gloomy autumn day, Dr. Gravestone received a mysterious letter. The sender was anonymous, which usually would have had Dr. Gravestone tossing it directly into the trash. But the contents of this particular anonymous letter were too compelling to ignore. In neatly typed words, the note explained that there was an uncharted cave in the heart of the Appalachians, and that it was rumored to have a remarkable treasure, a T-Rex fossil unlike any other. Driven by a mix of curiosity and ambition, Dr. Gravestone gathered his trusted dig team together and embarked on the perilous journey. The Appalachian Mountains were an advanced climb in good weather and became particularly treacherous as Dr. Gravestone and his colleagues made their way towards the cave. A perpetual fog seemed to descend around them, swallowing all who dared push onwards. After days of relentless searching, they finally discovered the entrance to the elusive cave. The entrance to the cave was adorned with eerie carvings and ancient symbols, the likes of which Dr. Gravestone had never seen before. Ignoring the shivers that crawled up his spine, he led his team deeper into the cave, guided by the flickering light of their torches. As they ventured further and further into the cave, their initial feelings of dread were replaced by euphoria. All around them were scattered bones, each one more gigantic and awe-inspiring than the last. Dr. Gravestone's heart raced in anticipation as he sensed that they were on the cusp of an extraordinary discovery. the discovery of a lifetime.
Keep on going, press ahead now, Dr. Gravestone urged. We'll come back to unearth, bag and tag everything here, but let's do a full review of the site.
At last they reached the final massive chamber of the cave, and there in the center of the room, just as Dr. Gravestone had hoped, lay the skeleton of a colossal Tyrannosaurus Rex. The fossil was encased in a strange, black, crystal-like substance, which made it glisten eerily in the torchlight. It was unlike anything Dr. Gravestone and his dig team had ever encountered. The sight of it filled Dr. Gravestone with an excitement beyond anything he'd ever felt before.
"By the ghost of Gideon Mantell," Dr. Gravestone exclaimed, unable to contain his awe. "This fossil, it's simply breathtaking."
His team, though equally astonished, were very uneasy. The atmosphere in the cave was suffocating. Ugh, a feeling of foreboding hung over them like a shroud. The air was cold, and it seemed as though the temperature dropped with every breath they took. "What's this substance covering the bones, Dr. Gravestone?" asked Alice, one of his top assistants, nervously. "It's just, I've never seen anything quite like it." Dr. Gravestone examined the material closely, his brow furrowed in concentration.
I can't be certain, Alice, but we'll find out soon enough. We're taking this extraordinary specimen back to the museum."
It took weeks and weeks of painstaking work in the cave to disassemble the incredible T-Rex skeleton and relocate it safely to the museum for study. When they'd completed the job successfully, everyone on the dig team felt massively relieved. Maybe there was no reason for their feelings of foreboding after all. Literally, the job was done and dusted. But of course, their work at the museum was first beginning. Dr. Gravestone and his team carefully removed the black crystal substance encasing the fossil. As they worked, they started to feel normal again, drinking tea on their breaks and laughing about the comedy programs they enjoyed and the books worth reading. It was only when all of the black crystal substance had been removed from the fossil that the team's uneasiness with Dr. Gravestone's dream project returned. You see, without the black crystal encasing it, the fossil seemed to take on a life of its own. The bones shimmered and radiated a sinister energy, casting twisted shadows across the museum room. Even Dr. Gravestone admitted to himself that he was feeling less, sure about presenting his find. But of course, it was out of his hands now. The investors who had paid for the excavation process needed to make their money back. The T-Rex had to be displayed, had to be monetized by the museum. And so the T-Rex fossil was installed as the centerpiece of the museum's new exhibit, Dinosaurs, Legends of the Lost World. Hundreds of people had flocked to the museum for the grand unveiling, eager to see Dr. Gravestone's latest incredible find. However, Dr. Gravestone could not shake the uneasy feeling that had plagued him ever since they removed the black crystal substance from the fossil. As he prepared to address the excited crowd, the museum's lights suddenly flickered and went out. Shh. The entire hall was plunged into darkness as an eerie wind blew through the museum. The room was filled with anxious murmurs as the crowd of visitors wondered what was happening. Dr. Gravestone, feeling sick with worry himself, tried to reassure them.
Don't worry, everyone. We must be experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm sure the power will be back on soon.
But just then, an unearthly roar echoed through the darkness, and the ground began to shake beneath their feet. The walls trembled, and the terrified gasps of the crowd turned into panic screams. Dr. Gravestone's eyes widened in shock as he realized the source of the roar. The T-Rex fossil had come to life. The massive creature rose from its display, its once static bones now moving with a menacing grace. The T-Rex's eye sockets glowed a sinister red, as if burning with an ancient and malevolent fire. The fossilized monster roared again, the sound reverberating through the museum like thunder. As the crowd scattered in terror, Dr. Gravestone found himself face to face with the colossal beast. Its jaws snapped just inches from his face, and he knew that it was hunting him specifically. Driven by adrenaline and the will to survive, he ran. Dr. Gravestone dashed through the museum's dimly lit halls, desperately trying to evade the pursuing monster. The T-Rex's thundering footsteps shook the building, and its terrifying roars sent shivers down Dr. Gravestone's spine. Along the way, Dr. Gravestone was gripped by Alice, who had managed to escape the chaos in the main hall. As they sprinted together, they tried to devise a plan to stop the rampaging fossil before it destroyed the entire museum and harmed the innocent visitors. They knew that they had to act quickly. Dr. Gravestone, Alice panted, struggling to keep up with his pace. That black crystal substance, we have to find it. I think it was somehow keeping the fossil dormant. Maybe it can help us stop the T-Rex. Realizing that Alice's idea might be their only hope, Dr. Gravestone led her to the museum's storage room, where they had kept the black crystal substance. As they hurriedly searched the room, the T-Rex's furious roars drew closer and closer. Finally, Alice found the container holding the mysterious substance. Dr. Gravestone, I found it, she shouted triumphantly. Quick, Alice, we need to find a way to cover the T-Rex in this substance, Dr. Gravestone said, his voice strained with urgency. They rushed back to the main hall, where the T-Rex was tearing through the exhibits, its massive tail swinging with devastating force. The remaining visitors were huddled in corners and behind displays, their terrified eyes darting between the monstrous fossil and the two brave paleontologists. Alice grabbed a nearby fire extinguisher and emptied it, pouring the black crystal substance inside. Dr. Gravestone looked at her with uncertainty.
Are you sure this will work, Alice?
It's our best shot, Dr. Gravestone, she replied with determination.
Taking a deep breath, Dr. Gravestone grabbed the modified fire extinguisher and stepped out from behind their hiding spot. With a roar of his own, he charged towards the T-Rex. The haunted fossil turned its burning gaze toward him, its jaws snapping open in anticipation. Dr. Gravestone knew that he only had one chance.
Just as the T-Rex lunged for him, he squeezed the fire extinguisher's trigger, releasing a torrent of the black crystal substance onto the ferocious beast. The T-Rex let out an enraged roar, its massive body convulsing as the substance enveloped its fossilized form. Alice, watching with bated breath, urged Dr. Gravestone to keep going.
You're doing it, Dr. Gravestone! Don't stop!
The haunted T-Rex struggled to break free from the crystal's hold, but with every snap of its jaws and swing of its tail, the substance only seemed to spread further. Dr. Gravestone continued to spray the fossil until the entire fire extinguisher was empty. As the last of the crystal substance settled on the T-Rex, the monstrous fossil let out a final, otherworldly roar before its movement slowed and eventually came to a complete stop. Its glowing red eyes faded, replaced once again by the dark, empty sockets of a dormant fossil. The museum's visitors, who'd been watching the harrowing confrontation from their hiding spots, erupted into cheers and applause. Dr. Gravestone and Alice exchanged relieved smiles, exhausted but victorious. In the days that followed, Dr. Gravestone and his team worked diligently to return the T-Rex fossil to its original resting place in the Appalachian Cave. The experience had shaken Dr. Gravestone to his core. But it had also given him a newfound respect for the mysteries and power of the past. As the entrance to the cave was sealed for the final time, Dr. Gravestone looked back at the haunting carvings and ancient symbols that adorned the cave walls. He now realized that they were not simply decorations, but warnings left behind by those who had come before him and crossed the terrifying, haunted T-Rex.
After listening to this hugely horrifying story, you might think twice about tampering with ancient artifacts and fossils, beloved listeners. And I hope that you enjoyed your story, Ray. If you have ideas or requests like Ray,
reach out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com, and I'll bring your scary tale to life for all of the other Story Club members. And if you love dinosaurs, be sure to check out Digger Rex by searching for Digger Rex on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go!
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.